I was working in IT support in the city and started to get some itchy feet. So I did what many singles do when they're in their early 20s and I went traveling. I ended up in Thailand, volunteering at a centre for disabled people. That was my spark. That was all I needed. I absolutely loved it. I realised I was put on this earth to help people. So when I got back, I became a support worker for a care home. That was 6 years ago. And today I'm a manager and Yasmin here is part of my team.
I was a care worker before I was a care worker. I helped look after my nan when she developed dementia. When she died, I continued to volunteer at the care home where she spent her last years, moving into full-time paid role after I left school. The positive difference you can make to people's lives is so rewarding, and the sheer variety of work makes it really interesting too. No 2 days are the same and you often encounter new things. But the benefit of being part of such a great team is that there's always someone down the hall or on the end of the phone that can help.
Progression is something that's fully supported. You're given all the tools you need, training, mentoring, support. If you'd met me 10 years ago, there is no way you'd have thought I'd be management material now. But here I am, doing just that.
What I like is that Richard and the other managers have all done what I'm doing. They understand what the job involves and where sometimes you need extra help, guidance or support. You know, they've been there too. It does feel like what a team should be. We share ideas, experiences, and we evolve together.
I think part of that team working culture comes from the fact that, as Yasmin says, there's so much variety in what we do. There's always something new to discover and chat about over a coffee.
It can be challenging, but you've always got a great team behind you. It's simply the most rewarding, brilliant career.